This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Nepal Army, now in charge of the national security, has issued a prohibitory order till 5 p.m. today and has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. The army said the move was necessary as violent agitators continued to cause arson, looting, property damage and attempted attacks during protests. Further notice would be issued on the basis of the analysis of the situation. On the third day of the Gen Z protest that turned ugly, a little calm was witnessed in the Kathmandu Valley with the massive presence of security personnel, including the Nepali army, on the streets. The Nepali army has requested one and all not to leave their home except for essential work. The Nepali army has requested everyone to immediately inform them once the miscreants target public and personal property or damage historical, social, cultural and religious places. The army requested one and all to cooperate with the security agencies to control criminal activities. Meanwhile, Tribhuvan International Airport, which has remained shut since Monday afternoon, will remain closed till the evening today. The airport was shut owing to increasing smoke billowing in the Kathmandu Valley due to the arson carried out during the recent protesters. The government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers +977-980-860-2881 and +977-981-032-6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border near Uttarakhand due to recent unrest and political upheaval in the neighbouring country of Nepal. In the border regions, intensive checking, patrolling and combing operations are being conducted jointly by the SSB and the police. Champawat District Magistrate Manish Kumar stated that police and SSB have tightened surveillance along the international border.
हमारे जो सीमावर्ती जितने भी गांव हैं वहां पे सभी ग्रामवासियों से बात की जा रही है हमारे इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर्स पे वहां पे एसएसपी पुलिस फॉरेस्ट विभाग के द्वारा लगातार निगरानी जारी है हम लोगों ने नजर बनाए रखा है कोई भी अप्रिय घटना न हो इसके लिए पूरी जो एहतियात है उसको बरता जा रहा है इसके अलावा सोशल मीडिया पे भी हम लोगों ने लगातार नजर बनाई हुई है
Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, the government has declared round-the-clock high alert across all districts that share a border with Nepal following the growing crisis in the neighbouring country. An additional police force has been deployed to further strengthen the security system in border districts. Assam Cabinet on Tuesday approved an SOP to implement the Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950 in a move to expedite the process of detection and pushback of illegal migrants. Under the SOP, the District Commissioner or DC will be empowered to issue an expulsion order to any person who, in the view of the DC, is a foreigner. Through this act, the DC will serve a 10-day notice to the suspect, and if he or she cannot prove his or her citizenship within this period, the DC will immediately issue an order to evacuate the person. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, briefing the media, said that the process of detection and expulsion of foreigners through the foreigners' tribunals is cumbersome and long drawn. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked the European Union to slap 100% tariff on countries, including India and China, for buying Russian oil. The U.S. had already imposed 50% tariffs and has now asked the European Union to impose sweeping duties on India as part of their so-called collective effort to increase pressure on Moscow to end its war in Ukraine. In Asia Cup cricket, Team India is set to begin their campaign today against hosts UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in a Group A encounter at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.